We are going to commence our reading at the opening verse, 2 Samuel chapter 15, and reading this morning from verse 1, and we will read down to the verse 23. Second Samuel 15 and the verse 1. And it came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, that Absalom called unto him and said, "Of what city art thou?" And he said, "Thy servant is of one of the tribes of Israel." And Absalom said unto him, "See, thy matters are good and right. There is no man deputed of the king to hear thee." Absalom said, "Moreover, oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice." And it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And in this manner did Absalom to all Israel. He came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said unto the king, "I pray thee, let me go and pay my vow, which I have vowed unto the Lord in Hebron. For thy servant vowed a vow while I abode in Geshur and Syria, saying, if the Lord shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord." The king said unto him, "Go in peace." So he arose and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, "As soon as ye hear the sound of the trumpet, then ye shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron." With Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called. And they went in their simplicity, and they knew not anything. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, when he offered sacrifices. The conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. There came a messenger to David saying, "The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom." David said unto all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, "Arise, let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword." The king's servants said unto the king, "Behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall appoint." The king went forth and all his household after him. The king left 10 women which were concubines to keep the house. The king went forth and all the people after him and tarried in a place that was far off. And all his servants passed on beside him. And all the Kerethites and the Pelethites and all the Gittites, 600 men which came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. Then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, "Wherefore goest thou with us? Return to thy place and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger also, and also an exile. Whereas thou camest but yesterday, should I this day make thee go up and down with us, seeing I go whither I may? Return thy and take back thy brethren. Mercy and truth be with thee." Ittai the Gittite answered the king and said, "As the Lord liveth and as my lord the king liveth, surely in the place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be." David said to Ittai, "Go and pass over." And Ittai the Gittite passed over, and all his men and all the little ones that were with him. And all the country wept with a loud voice. And all the people passed over. And the king also himself passed over the brook Kidron. And all the people passed over toward the way off the wilderness. Amen. And we trust the Lord will bless the reading of his precious and inspired word to all of our hearts this morning. I want to take as my text this morning the words of verse 21 of 2 Samuel chapter 15. "And Ittai answered the king and said, As the Lord liveth, and as my lord the king liveth, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be." And I want to speak to you this morning on the theme or the subject, loyalty to the king. Being loyal to the king. The words of verse 21 are an expression of loyalty to King David. They were spoken by the name, or by a man whose name was Ittai. He was a Gittite. He was an inhabitant of Gath in the land of the Philistines, and he had at some point converted to the Lord and come under the reign and the rule of David, the king of Israel. The time when he spoke these words was when Absalom, David's son, was leading a rebellion against his father and against his father's rule. He was seeking to take the throne of Israel from David for himself. As you read the life of David and as you read about his son Absalom, you can only conclude that Absalom was an ungodly, a selfish, and a power-hungry individual. He recognized that the throne was not his by right, and in the natural order of things, as God had appointed, Absalom would never be king. But Absalom was not prepared to accept the will or the ways of God, and so he rebelled against his father David. He sought to take the throne by force. And as we have read in this portion of Scripture, he sought to raise for himself an army among the tribes of Israel. He sought to raise support for himself among the tribes of Israel. And at a particular point in time, he gathered his co-conspirators together to Hebron. And when he sounded the trumpet, he declared himself to be king in Israel. When news filtered through to David there in his palace in Jerusalem, David took the decision to flee from Jerusalem. He left the palace, he left the city, he made his way out over the brook Kidron and across Jordan to give himself time to regroup with his men who were loyal to him. He gave himself time to seek the Lord and to decide what he should do. And I'll just pause there to make a point to the people of God and the church of Christ that there are times when we need to take a step back from certain situations. There are times when the enemy in particular is raging against us, and we need to retreat, to regroup, and seek the Lord, and to decide what the best way forward is. That's what David was doing in this chapter. And as in the dead of night, he prepared to leave Jerusalem and flee to the wilderness and the caves and the dens to decide what to do next. It was then that Ittai rallied to his side and he uttered the words of verse 21, that great statement of loyalty. Surely in what place my Lord the King shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be. David is a great type of the Lord Jesus Christ, David's greater son. David was the shepherd of the flock. David was the soldier in the army. David was the sovereign on the throne. And Jesus Christ is the shepherd of the sheep. I am the good shepherd, he said, who giveth his life for the sheep. He is the captain of the Lord's host. He sits upon the white horse, going forth to make war. He is the captain of God's armies. And he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, sitting at his Father's right hand, ruling from that heavenly court, one day to sit upon the throne of David in Jerusalem and rule over all the nations of the earth. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. As such, I put it to you that this statement of loyalty from Ittai to David is a wonderful statement of loyalty that should be declared by every Christian, every blood-bought child of God, at every stage in life, but particularly in the great crises of life, when the enemy is against the Lord, and whenever the Lord is opposed and rejected, we as the people of God should, like Ittai, be willing to say, as the Lord liveth, and as my Lord the King liveth, surely in what place my Lord the King shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be. Is that your cry of loyalty to Christ this morning? Oh, I trust it is. May the Lord make us a loyal and a faithful people. From this statement, there are three things that I will leave with you. I'm going to be as concise as I can this morning. Three very quick things I want to leave with you. I want you to notice firstly and consider Ittai's decision. The words of verse 21 leave us in no doubt that Ittai made a conscious decision to associate himself and to stand with David at this particular time. Look at what he says, in what place my Lord the King shall be, even there also will thy servant be. He's deciding he is not with Absalom, the usurper. He is not with Absalom, the rebel. He is not with Absalom, the one who has no right to the throne of Israel. He is with David. He's making a decision to stand with David at this time. And what a picture it is that men and women need to decide to stand with the Lord Jesus Christ in every situation in life. You'll notice that this decision was made when David was unpopular and even in the minority in the nation of Israel as far as popular opinion was concerned. If you look at verse 18, you will see that David's loyal men at that time could be numbered in hundreds. It says, and all his servants passed on beside him. All the Kerethites and the Pelethites and all the Gittites, 600 men which came after him from Gath passed before the king. And those soldiers, loyal and faithful to David, could be numbered in the hundreds. Oh, they would swell their ranks. They would rally others before the battle. But at this time, they can be numbered in hundreds. And yet, if you look at verse 6 and verse 13, it seems to be that Absalom has the hearts of the majority of men in Israel. It tells us at the end of verse 6, so Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. Verse 13, the report comes to David, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. And at this time, David seems to be in the minority. The nation are against him. They want Absalom to be the king, and those that are loyal to him are just a small band. What a fitting picture of David's greater son, the Lord Jesus Christ. There are a number of statements that describe the world's attitude to the Lord from his first coming to his second coming. In John chapter 1, we read that he came unto his own, but his own received him not. In Isaiah 53, he is prophesied of how he would grow up before men as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. But Isaiah goes on to say he is despised and rejected of men. Does that not describe the world's attitude at large to the Lord Jesus Christ? From his first coming to his second coming, his salvation, his ways, his laws are largely rejected and denied by the world and the inhabitants therein. And yet I say to you, if you're going to be a Christian, maybe I'm speaking to someone in the meeting and you're not saved. If you're going to be a Christian, then you're going to have to step out against the tide of public and popular opinion. And you're going to have to choose Christ to be your Savior and side with Him. If you are a believer already in Christ, then I challenge you, as society degenerates and the great apostasy takes hold and society becomes ever more sinful and wicked as the return of Christ draws near, are you prepared at every opportunity and when the time is right publicly to declare your loyalty to the Lord Jesus Christ? Even if it means standing against the tide of public and popular opinion, Ittai was prepared to openly associate himself with David when he was most unpopular, even within the nation. And I'm challenging you, dear Christian, will you stand with, will you stay by the side of Christ? No matter how unpopular the cause of Christ becomes in this day and generation in which we live. I want you to notice, not only was this decision made at a time of unpopularity, I want you to notice it was a decision that was tested. In verse 19 and 20, you will see that David, I think, was somewhat surprised that Ittai was at his side. Then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, wherefore goest thou with also with me? Return to thy place and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger and also an exile. Whereas thou camest but yesterday, should I this day make thee go up and down with us? Seeing I go whither I may, return now. Take back thy brethren, mercy and truth be with thee. It seems strange what David is suggesting or saying to Ittai. He's telling him to go back, and he's reasoning this. Ittai was a stranger. He was not an Israelite. He was a man of Gath, and he'd come lately to the ranks of Israel. And it's as if David is saying, look, this isn't really a matter that concerns you. You don't need to be involved in this. You just stay where you are. See how it befalls and what comes of it. and you've only come lately to my side. It's as but of yesterday you've come to my ranks. My future's uncertain. Why not just remain? Keep your head down at high in Jerusalem. See how the affairs turn out, and then you can make your decision. Doesn't it remind us of how Naomi dealt with Ruth in the first chapter of that little book? Naomi and Elimelech, they left the house of bread, Bethlehem, and they went down to Moab, and they had nothing but trouble and sorrow, for they'd got out of the will of God for their lives. And after many years, Naomi decided the only way she could live was to return to Bethlehem and return to the Lord, whom she'd abandoned some years before. She's a picture of the backslider. And yet her daughter-in-law Ruth and Orpah at first indicated that they would go with her. And in Ruth 1 verses 12 and 15 we read of Naomi saying to Orpah and Ruth, "Turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me?" She says to Ruth in verse 15, "Thy sister-in-law has gone back. Return thou after thy sister-in-law." And she reasoned along the lines, "Why would you come with me to a life of hardship? You can be much better off if you stay in your own land." What was Naomi doing? What was David doing? Did he not want Ittai by his side? Did Naomi not want Ruth and Orpah by her side? Yes, they did. But they're challenging them. There's hardship. There's uncertainty that lies ahead. And therefore, Ruth, she replied, "Entreat me not to leave thee, nor return from following after thee. For where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. Thy God shall be my God. And where you die and be buried, there will I die and be buried." And Ittai the Gittite, he says to David, "Surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even also will thy servant be." David was testing Ittai to see if he was really willing to go with him, no matter what it cost and what it entailed. Ruth went with Naomi to the house of bread, having been tested. Was she really willing to go through with the Lord and with Naomi? And her desire and her intention was tested. And it reminds us and it teaches us that the Lord tests His people. And He tests those who would show forth that they want to publicly associate with Him and be His child, if they are prepared to follow Him willingly. See, it Spurgeon rightly said, "The Lord's army is made up of volunteers, not conscripts." The Lord's army is a volunteer force. It is not made up of men who are conscripted or who are forced into service for the Lord. And the reason why the Lord tests men and women and He shows them what is entailed in being a Christian is that He wants them to follow Him willingly, not out of force. One commentator rightly said, "Some serve out of discipline. I have to. Some out of duty. I have to, or I should. But some serve the Lord out of devotion. I want to." Doesn't that really sum up where Ittai was with David when he made that decision to stand with Him? He was willing in the day of the Lord's power to associate and stand with David, knowing what would be entailed. And I ask you the question, child of God, have you determined in your mind that you will publicly associate with the King of Kings and you will be loyal to Him? I want you to notice, secondly, this morning, not only Ittai's decision, a decision that was tested, a decision that was made when David was unpopular. But I want you to notice, secondly, his devotion. And it's really an extension to what I've already said, because Ittai's decision was made with a full and true understanding of what it would cost him. And you look at verse 21, and he really highlights two things that was going to be a burden and a cost to him as he sought to show his loyalty to David. Ittai answered the king and said, "As the Lord liveth, and as my lord the king liveth, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be." He's saying that he would rather die with David than live without him. He's saying that he would rather die with David than live under the rule of Absalom. And he highlights two things that you should note. He highlights the place. Do you see it in verse 21? Surely in what place? Isn't that so interesting? In 2 Samuel 15, David's still in the palace. The palace was the place of comfort, the place of provision, the place of security. In that palace setting where David's men, his servants would reside, and his army, the officers of his army would reside, it was a place of security, comfort, and provision. But you read on in 2 Samuel chapter 15 and into 16, 17, and 18, you will discover that for a season, David had to leave the palace. It tells us in chapter 17 and verse 8, that he would go to the wilderness, that he may be in the pit or the cave. Look at chapter 17 and verse 8. "For said Hushai, thou knowest thy father and his men, that they be mighty men, and they be chaffed in their minds, as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field, and thy father a man of war, and will not lodge with the people." Verse 9, Behold, he is hid now in some pit or in some other place. We read on that David ended up in the wilderness. Verse 16 tells us, "Lodge not this night in the plains of the wilderness." And in the dead of night, David's leaving the palace. He's going out across the brook Kidron. He would sleep under the open canopy of heaven. He would make his way to the cave or the wilderness, where he would seek the Lord and decide his strategy. And you know, even there, he's a picture of the Lord Jesus. For it tells us in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 that Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. And for a season, the Lord had to leave the ivory palaces of heaven and come to this world and live that life, as it were, of poverty. I want you to notice that Ittai, in making this decision to stand with and associate with David, he did it in the knowledge that David was leaving the palace and he was going to the place of hardship, and he was going to the cave or the pit or the wilderness, and they didn't know what the future would hold. It reminds us of those individuals that Paul spoke of in Hebrews chapter 11. They're unnamed. They're heroes of the faith. And it tells us that in following and serving the Lord, Hebrews 11 verse 36, 7, "And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. And in the days of Paul, there were those, and they had to give up their homes and their comforts. They had to wander in the wilderness. They were clothed with not the fine clothes of king's palaces, but with the goat skins and the sheep skins. Why? Because they were persecuted for Christ Jesus' sake. And oh, there's a question that comes to our mind. You see, it's very easy, and many are happy to associate and say, I'm following Christ, when we can have all our earthly comforts. When we can have our earthly fashions and our earthly comforts and all the things that this world can give. But yet if it means leaving all those things behind and going into the desert places, are we prepared like John the Baptist to follow him if it means prison? Or if it means poverty? Or if it means persecution? And that's the thought that's in Ittai's mind when he's making this statement that he'd be loyal to the king. Wherever I have to go, it might be the prison, it might be persecution, it might be the open air, it might be some other place, it might even be death itself. I'll go with you, David. That's his devotion. That's his sacrifice. We challenge our own hearts by asking ourselves the question that the hymn writer posed. Though he leads through fiery trials, though he leads through fiery trials, though he leads through fiery trials, will you go with him? With him? Will you go with him all the way? You'll notice that Ittai not only spoke about a place, in what place my Lord the King shall be. You'll notice that he spoke about a battle, whether in death or life. Ittai recognized that in siding with David, he would have no choice but to enter a battle. Victory would mean life. Defeat would mean certain death. You can read about that battle in the 18th chapter of this book, how it took place in the wood of Ephraim. And all of Absalom's hosts were arrayed, and David's faithful band of men, led by Joab and others, they entered into the battle. My friend, I tell you, as a Christian, we must recognize time and time again that the Christian life entails a battle. We have an enemy, the devil. His forces are arrayed against the people of God. And through the fallen powers of darkness and through ungodly men in this world, we will not be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease. The Apostle Paul exhorted Timothy to fight the good fight of faith. He stated that as soldiers of the cross, we were to put on the whole armor of God, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers of darkness in high places. In spite of the fact that the devil and his host are arrayed against the cause and the people of God, and the fact that ungodly men will seek to put down the cause of Christ and righteousness at every opportunity, I ask you, will you be loyal to Jesus Christ, and will you fight the good fight of faith for him and stand firm by his side, the sword of the Spirit and the word of God unsheathed, to declare it at every opportunity, and to defend the cause of Christ by the Word of God. Are you prepared to stand with Him though the battle will rage fierce against us? That's the devotion of this man. The final thought, and I will just summarize this point very concisely as we close. We've considered Ittai's decision to be loyal to the king and his devotion. But notice Ittai's demonstration. You see, through Ittai's loyalty and faithfulness to David, we have a demonstration of how the Lord rewards His faithful and loyal people to Himself. Just look at two verses as we come to a close. Look at verse 21 of chapter 15. And you will see that at the end of that verse, Ittai describes himself as thy servant. He's just a servant unto David. But you turn over to chapter 18 in the verse 1, and now David's getting ready to set the battle in array. He's ready to go against Absalom's forces and in the will of God reclaim the throne. It tells us in verse 1 that he set captains of thousands and captains of hundreds over them. Now look at verse 2. David sent forth a third part of the people under the hand of Joab, and a third part under the hand of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah. He split his army into three sections, and the first section is under the control of Joab, the great and mighty soldier in Israel. The second section of the army is under the control of his brother Abishai. Notice, and the third part, under the hand of Ittai the Gittite. Do you see that the one who was a servant, on the eve of the battle, he was promoted to be the captain in the army of the Lord. And I close, for my time has gone this morning, but I close with this statement. You never lose out. You never lose anything by publicly being loyal to Jesus Christ. Them that honor me, I will honor. And for a season, you may be persecuted. For a season, you may suffer. For a season, you may have lost. But the Lord says, those that honor Him, He will honor. And like Ittai, if you declare and publicly show forth your loyalty to Jesus Christ as a Christian in this world, He will honor you. He will be faithful to you. And I tell you, He will reward you when the roll is called up yonder and the Lord returns to reward His people. Those that have been faithful unto Him, He will be faithful unto them. May each one of us have that loyalty to Christ, where my Lord the King is, whether in death or in life, there will thy servant be. We'll be with Christ.